Today's readings reminds us that Jesus is reborn every day in ordinary people, living ordinary lives, who have the willingness to respond to God's call and the openness to do God's will. This suggests that Christmas should inspire us to carry out God's word as Mary and Jesus did, in perfect obedience to his will, in cheerful kindness and unselfish generosity. In the first reading, the prophet Micah gives assurance to the Jews that God is faithful to his promises, and that from the unimportant village of Bethlehem, he will send them the long-expected ruler. As you know, the word Bethlehem is meaning its house of bread. And of course, Jesus also is put in the manger. There is also where the animals eat. So even in his birth, we are already given hint that he will become bread of life and in the Eucharist. The third stanza of our responsorial psalm today, in Psalm 80, is a prayer for God's blessing on the Davidic king. May your help be with the man of your right hand, with the Son of Man, whom you yourself made strong. Our second reading, taken from the letter to the Hebrews, reminds us to be thankful to Jesus Christ, who offered the perfect sacrifice of obedience that liberated us from sin. By his willingness and eagerness to do God's will, saying, "Behold, I come to do your will," Christ gave himself in the place of all the other ritual sacrifices offered as the means of sanctification. And we heard in our second reading also that it is through Jesus and Jesus himself that we are also consecrated to God. And it is through his merits of his passion, death, and resurrection that we receive during our baptism the divine life of God. We share in the divine life of God. And this is also the meaning of when our responsorial psalm, when we say, "Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved." As you remember, when Bishop Barron was teaching us about prayer, ad ora, meaning mouth to mouth with God. So that's seeing the face of God is really this our adoration, our prayer. When we pray to God, it's like we are face to face with him. And we need God. That's why we are all here. In the gospel, Jesus, St. Luke, tells us how two seemingly insignificant women met to celebrate the kindness and fidelity of God. It shows us how sensitive Mary was to the needs of Elizabeth, her older cousin, who had miraculously become pregnant in her old age. For St. Luke, discipleship consists in listening to God's word and then carrying it out, and as Mary does, both to become the most perfect disciple. So listening to God, of course, is by reading the gospel, reading the Bible, so we can listen to him. And then also at least coming to church at least every Sunday, and we hear during the readings the word of God, and now being explained to us to apply in our daily lives during the homily. So we need to carry Jesus to others as Mary did. Christmas is the ideal time for us to be filled with the Spirit of Christ, allowing His rebirth within us. Once Christ is reborn in us, He enables us to share His love with all whom we encounter by offering them humble and committed service, unconditional forgiveness, and compassionate, caring love. Let us take the time to visit others during this Christmas season, especially the sick and the shut-ins, to bring some inspiration into their lives and hopefully to bring them closer to God. In this Gospel of Visitation of Mary to Elizabeth, this is our model of how we live also as Catholics, as Christians, that after we receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, we have Him, we have Jesus in our hearts, and that we bring this same love to others. As we visit other people, especially this Christmas season, that we bring joy, not division. We bring happiness, not judgment to others. And we can do this only by uniting ourselves first with Jesus here in our Mass and through our prayer lives. Also, we need to bless and encourage the younger generation. St. Elizabeth demonstrates the responsibility of the older generation to inspire the younger generation. Grandparents, parents, teachers, and leaders have the responsibility of encouraging those around them by complimenting and encouraging one's spouse, children, and friends. Let us make them know how valuable they are to us and to God. The normal way of passing our faith is through passing our faith to the children is through the parents, and of course the grandparents help also. But the first teachers of faith and love are the parents. So let us do this together. Third, we need to recognize the real presence of the Emmanuel, God is with us, in the Holy Eucharist, in the Bible, in the sacraments, and in the praying community. The hill country of Judea is right here in our surroundings. Let us convey Jesus to people around us by our acts of love, kindness, and forgiveness. And in order to give us the strength, we have to continue to find time to have a union with God through Holy Communion, but of course through adoration also. So I invite you all to at least commit 1 hour a week to do an adoration, and you will experience this loving touch of Jesus, His loving presence, and the peace that He alone can give. May Mary Immaculate help us to be like her, bringing Jesus to all people around us. Amen. Let's stand together, we profess our faith.